WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. The man charged in the beating of DeAndre Harris during last August's violent rally in Charlottesville has been found guilty and faces 10 years in prison. Dominion says it will generate more solar power in the coming years. And the governor's office says Virginia, meanwhile, will continue to protect the public from coal ash, even as the EPA rolls back its regulations. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, May 2nd.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the Shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
A white Arkansas man charged in the beating of a black man during a violent white supremacist rally in Charlottesville has been found guilty of malicious wounding. 23-year-old Jacob Scott Goodwin was found guilty on Tuesday for the August attack on 20-year-old DeAndre Harris. The jury recommended a sentence of 10 years with the option of suspending some time and a $20,000 fine. Harris suffered a spinal injury, a broken arm, and head lacerations that required 8 staples after the parking garage assault. 3 others were also arrested. Goodwin claimed self-defense, but Assistant Commonwealth's Attorney Nina Alice Antony says it was Goodwin who wanted to square off. The rally held by white supremacists to protest the removal of a Confederate statue led to the deaths of 3 people on August 12th. Dominion Energy has just filed its plan with the State Corporation Commission on how it will supply power and meet regulations for the next 15 years. And one of its key features is a projected growth in solar energy, as WCVE's Charles Fishburn reports.
They call it an integrated resource plan, and Dominion's Leha Anderson says,
based on what we know today, we project that solar generation will grow by nearly 50% over what we projected last year.
She says Dominion's solar fleet could expand by at least 4,720 megawatts in the next 15 years, enough power for 1.2 million homes at peak sunlight.
We also said that we would continue operations of our nuclear units and build some new natural gas facilities that would be critical to us fulfilling a low-carbon future.
The Southern Environmental Law Center says the projections are too high, committing customers to more infrastructure than they need. Dominion does address energy efficiency, but not yet in the context of legislation that goes into effect July 1st. Charles Fishburn, WMRA News.
Meanwhile, Virginia's governor says the state has no plans to change its coal ash management practices despite an Environmental Protection Agency plan to roll back regulations governing the byproduct generated by coal-burning power plants. Democratic Governor Ralph Northam said in a statement Tuesday that the Department of Environmental Quality will maintain its program for regulating coal ash. The announcement from Northam comes after the EPA announced in March that it was rewriting the rules. It said at the time that the change would save utilities $100 million annually in compliance costs and give states more flexibility in enforcement. Critics said the changes would weaken protections for human health and the environment. The state also filed written comments with EPA urging the agency not to weaken the rule. Also, Governor Northam says a tech company is expanding in Albemarle County with the help of state aid. Northam announced that CoConstruct plans to create 69 new jobs as part of a $485,000 expansion of its IT operations. The company makes project management software for home builders and remodelers. The state will provide consulting services and funding through the Virginia Jobs Investment Program. And finally, a Republican is suing to try and get on the primary ballot for a U.S. Senate race. Ivan Raiklin filed a lawsuit in federal court Tuesday against the Republican Party of Virginia and the State Board of Elections. He alleges that party and state officials have unfairly kept him off the GOP primary ballot, even though he collected the required number of signatures. Party spokesman John March said the party followed the law in certifying candidates, but he declined to comment specifically on the lawsuit. 3 Republicans did qualify: Corey Stewart, chairman of the Prince William Board of County Supervisors, Nick Freitas, a state delegate, and E.W. Jackson, a minister. The winner of the June 12th primary will take on incumbent Democratic Senator Tim Kaine in the general election. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Wednesday.